Another COVID pandemic model predicts 20 million could die, mainly children. By Mark Anderson. Back on October 23, 2022, the Center for Health Security, with minimal fanfare, held another tabletop exercise, or drill, for a declared worldwide pandemic jarringly entitled Catastrophic Contagion, a Global Challenge Exercise. It simulated a pandemic in 2025 and was largely patterned after the infamous Event 201 simulation on October 18, 2019, that eerily foreshadowed the COVID-19 pandemic that started in early 2020 and brought with it a plethora of tyrannical measures that sapped and nearly sunk national economies, while fostering suicides, substance abuse, and myriad other social ills. As was the case for Event 201, Catastrophic Contagion was sponsored by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Center for Health Security of the Bloomberg School of Public Health at Johns Hopkins University. Event 201's backers also included the infamous World Economic Forum, WEF, which was conspicuously absent from direct involvement in the new exercise that was conducted at the Grand Challenges annual meeting in Brussels, Belgium. Grand Challenges, according to its website, is a family of initiatives fostering innovation to solve key global health and development problems. Each initiative is an experiment in the use of challenges to focus innovation on making an impact. Strikingly similar to the Event 201 exercise, this latest pandemic simulation devoted considerable time to fighting what the participants called medical misinformation and disinformation. Might this mean that another monopolistic vaccination push, hostile to even the most constructive criticism, and at war with alternative medical and nutritional modalities, is waiting to be declared amid lurid claims of millions potentially dying from another ambiguous pathogen? While it's hard to know for sure, a 2-minute official video summarizing Catastrophic Contagion, whose 14 participants included vaccine-obsessed globalist Bill Gates, reveals that organizers postulated that the new contagion would kill millions of people, most of them children, in order to scare the population to the highest possible degree. As one might expect, alternative voices are not to be tolerated, even while the World Health Organization, which would be at the helm of marshaling resources to fight the next pandemic, must be considered beyond reproach. A woman in the video, in the for now fictional scenario presented in a news-like format, announces that the new pandemic, which is called Severe Epidemic Enterovirus Respiratory Syndrome 2025, or SERS, caused an estimated 1 billion cases worldwide and 20 million deaths, including nearly 15 million children, and countless millions are left alive but with paralysis and brain damage. Furthermore, an 800-word overview called Lessons from the Exercise discussing this latest drill states the commissars of medical monopolism expect additional informational resistance this time around. Countries should prioritize efforts to increase trust in government and public health, improve public health communication efforts, increase the resiliency of populations to misleading information, and reduce the spread of harmful misinformation. In the future, we should continue to expect even more major disruptions from misinformation and disinformation. The WHO can be a globally trusted source, and it can share science and public health information widely, but we should not expect it alone to combat or put a stop to the spread of this mis and disinformation. The overview envisions bringing the force of law against naysayers. Countries need to collaborate to anticipate that threat and prepare to combat it with their own laws and procedures. Concertedly exploring ways to address this phenomenon on a national level in advance of the next pandemic will be crucial to saving lives. World Treaty Simmering. Meanwhile, the WHO is working with various associated agencies to put together a world pandemic treaty, presumably by 2024. At this juncture, it's clearly conceivable, given the WHO's worldview of further centralization of medical authority, that such an extraordinarily fearful scenario like catastrophic contagion could be used as a catalyst to spook nations into accepting such a treaty, just to be safe and surrender a significant degree of national sovereignty, meaning that individual nations' abilities to uphold medical choice could be turned asunder. But what could upset the technocrats' far-reaching designs is the recent spate of often dramatic adult and teen deaths, including professional sports figures, sports journalists, and scores of others, who exhibit what the mass media cartel and governments label sudden adult death syndrome in an effort to dampen an increasingly likely uprising of people who are catching on that the experimental COVID jabs made by Pfizer, Moderna, and other companies are possibly doing more harm than good. A new documentary under the banner of Dr. Joseph Merkula, called Anecdotals, chronicles the physical and emotional devastation and deaths that allegedly are resulting from the COVID shots, with many victims who've been pro-vaccine all their lives simply asking that society not abandon them. This matter also has reached a near zenith in the UK, with a London rally planned for January 21 outside BBC headquarters and 10 Downing Street. Thus, the COVID syndrome is at a serious crossroads. And the world may soon learn just how far the COVIDocracy is willing to go to push their cocktails and alter governmental systems accordingly.